While I lived in Virginia, I distinctly remember having the privilege to cross over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. I'm not sure if you guys have ever crossed it, but it's quite the beauty. And although it's a pain to cross for those who live in the area, if you ever get to visit, it truly is breathtaking. It's a bridge that extends for over 17.5 miles, completely over water. The view of the ocean from the bridge is unsurpassed. But I know I can't be alone when the thought has crossed my mind of what if I had an accident and fell off the side of the bridge into the ocean. And sadly, it's happened more than you think, especially since bridges are a concept almost as old as time itself, with the earliest still functional bridge dating back to 850 BC. The honor goes to a slab stone bridge in Izmir, Turkey. And it's not hard to think why. From the time that we were kids, whether there's a creek that needs crossing or an imaginary pool of lava in the living room, it's the easiest way we found to travel between two points separated by something we can't just easily cross. So it should come to no surprise that bridges have also always been surrounded by paranormal activity and the unexplained. To many, it has been a destination of choice for suicides and death, but some bridges can also lead you across to another realm. This is Michael Ayala, and this is Rest in Pieces. About 3.5 miles from present-day Corinth, in Denton County, Texas, once stood a small village of Alton, which for a decade served as the Denton County seat. When Denton County was formed in 1846, the first pioneers chose a place along Pekin Creek for the first county seat and named it Pinckneyville, in honor of Texas's first governor, James Pinckney Henderson. But Pinckneyville would hold a title for only 2 years and never develop into a town. Water shortages forced the county seat to move to a new site in June 1848, located less than a mile from present-day Corinth. On a high ridge between Pekin Creek and Hickory Creek, the new town site was called Alton. Though the commissioners were appointed and directed to lay out a town and sell lots, there are no records that this was ever done and no public buildings were ever erected. In fact, the only residence that existed was that of a man named W.C. Baines, who established a farmstead long before the designation of the new county seat. County business was held at the Baines residence most of the time, under the shade trees in his yard. The location of the second county seat also proved to be unfavorable due to a lack of potable water, and the state soon directed that the site be moved once again. The third county seat location was designated in November 1850, about 5 miles southwest of present-day Corinth on Hickory Creek. The new site retained the name of Alton and submitted an application for a post office. This location did grow, and before long, it boasted a hotel and two stores. By 1856, the small town boasted a number of homes, a blacksmith shop, three stores, a school, a saloon, hotel, two doctors, and several lawyers. The Hickory Creek Baptist Church, which continues to stand, was organized in 1855. Though the fledgling town had begun to grow, the location of the county seat was still unsatisfactory for the majority of Denton County residents, who soon petitioned for yet another county seat. One that was more centrally located, and again, one with better water. Put to a vote in November 1856, the county seat was moved again to Denton. Townsite lots began to be auctioned in January 1857. In the meantime, Alton began to die as many of its businesses moved to the new county seat. In May 1859, its post office doors closed forever. Today, there is little remaining of the old town site, with the exception of the old Hickory Creek Baptist Church and the old Alton Cemetery, which contains graves that date back to 1852. The church is located at 5724 Tisley Lane in Denton, Texas, and as usual, the cemetery is right next to the church. Years later, in 1884, long after Alton had died, an iron through truss bridge was built over Hickory Creek on Copper Canyon Road, south of the old town site, built by the King Bridge Company of Cleveland, Ohio. The 145-foot-long bridge would serve area travelers for more than a century, called the Old Alton Bridge, sometimes the Argyle Bridge, and is better known amongst the locals as the Goatman's Bridge. It was first built to carry horses, but would later carry vehicles across the creek. Old Alton Bridge continued to be used until about 2001, when it was replaced with a concrete and steel bridge and a new road, which straightened out a sharp curve. Before the new bridge was built, motorists were required to honk their horns on the one-lane bridge to let other travelers know they were coming. The bridge was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in July 1988 and closed to vehicle traffic in 2001. Today, it is only open to pedestrians. Not only is the old Alton Bridge a picturesque historic site, but it is also said to be haunted by the Goatman, hence the nickname of the bridge. You see, half a century after the bridge was built, an African-American man named Oscar Washburn settled with his family near the bridge. Earning his living raising goats, he was soon called the Goatman by the locals. An honest businessman, his goat-raising business was a success. Unfortunately, there were those who did not welcome a successful black man within their midst. When Washburn posted a sign on the bridge that advertised "This way to the Goatman," it angered local Klansmen. On a dark night in August 1938, these hateful men crossed the bridge without their headlights, then burst into Washburn's home and dragged him from his family to the bridge. The Klansmen then fitted a noose over his head and pushed him over the side of the bridge. However, when they looked over to make sure he was dead, they could see only the rope. Washburn was gone and was never seen again. The hateful Klansman then went back to his home and killed the rest of his family. Ever since that fateful day, a number of strange things have reportedly occurred on and around the bridge. Many believe that the Goatman haunts the overpass and the nearby woods. The tale continues that when travelers crossed the bridge at night, with their headlights off, they would meet the Goatman on the other side. These tales are obviously old, as the bridge has been closed to vehicle traffic since 2001. A number of other reports tell of numerous abandoned cars that have been found near the bridge with their occupants missing. Others report seeing a ghostly man herding goats over the bridge, while others say they have seen an apparition staring at them, holding a goat head under each arm. Stranger stories even include people having seen a creature that resembles a half goat, half man. More tales of strange noises have also been described, including the sounds of horses' hoofbeats on the bridge, splashing in the creek below, crazy laughter and inhuman-like growling coming from the surrounding woods. Visitors sometimes tell of seeing mysterious lights in the area, of car doors locking and unlocking of their own accord, and numerous vehicle breakdowns while near the area. According to legend, if you visit on Halloween and honk your car horn twice, the visitors can see Goatman's glowing eyes. And the Goatman is evidently not alone. Other reports tell of a woman spirit who wanders the area, allegedly in search of her lost baby. Maybe the spirit is that of La Llorona, which is well known as haunting the rivers of the Southwest. Of course, I'm no one to tell you to stay away. So if you do go, let me know how it goes and try to be careful. Not everyone who visits lives to tell the tale. This episode was researched by Kathy Weiser. Thank you. And if you enjoyed the episode, make sure to rate and subscribe. Any and all support means the world to me. There is much more coming, and as a fairly new podcast, I would be extremely delighted to open up the veil of the bizarre world we live in. See you next time on Rest in Pieces.